game that I felt that we had to go and win. That they could have come to us and sort of got a draw, but we needed to win the game if we were going to stand any realistic chance in chasing them down. So, it was a huge result for us, and one that instills even more confidence into the players and myself that we can go really close this year.
It's going to be very tight still, isn't it? You're 4 points clear as things stand, but they have two games in hand. I appreciate the pressures on them. You'd rather have the points on the board, but nonetheless, it's got the makings of a good contest, this.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, we got beat over Coventry in November the 14th, if memory serves me. They put us 12 points behind and they had a game in hand. So we've slowly edged away at that now, and we've won 15 of the last 16 and we're in real good form. So it's two very good sides, and you can't discount Nuneaton either. So there's three good sides all in the mix, and as you said, it adds to a very exciting end to the season.
Obviously, that sort of run must breed a lot of confidence, 15 wins in 16.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, the boys are really doing what I asked them to do, and that makes a massive difference. And it's just sort of the next side that will be, just I firmly believe, will be ourselves. It will be complacency or something along those lines. So it's very important that I keep them switched on, and we're constantly into them to do the right things. And if they do, I'm confident we won't go too far away.
It's a very different pressure being top, though, isn't it, Paul, really? Because, you know, when you're chasing, as you were, obviously, when you were 12 points adrift or whatever, the incentive is there then. But when you're the ones being shot at, it's a bit of a different challenge.
Yeah, I completely agree with you again. It's one of those situations that when you are top, you're there to be shot at. Even more so with Bromsgrove, obviously, sides are generally raising their game, coming to our place with the size of the crowds we're getting at the minute. So it's making it doubly difficult, but I'm confident in the group we've got that, as I said, if they do the right things, we'll go very close this year, and fingers crossed we do.
Just remind us about the promotion issues. How many go up?
Only one, unfortunately. Similar to last year, I took over at Bromsgrove 5 games in last year, and we missed out by 3 points last year. And this year, again, it's only one that goes up, so it's doubly hard to get out of this league. So it makes it even more important that when you have got a shot at it, we try and grasp it with both hands, and that's exactly what we'll try and do.
It does seem a bit harsh, it's only one. I know Oldchurch and Hereford, obviously, in the division above, they're facing the same situation. There's only one team promoted. It does seem very tough. There's no playoffs, for example.
Yes, completely agree again. It's a scenario that's been the same for a number of years now in both the divisions, and a number of clubs have raised the issues, but as yet nothing has happened about it. So it is what it is, and we've just got to keep working hard and hope that come May we're the ones in that number one slot.
Let's look ahead to the weekend then, finally. A home game, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, home against Stafford. Home against Stafford, and it's one of those games that it's very, very important, coming off the back of an unbelievable day and victory against Coventry, with Stafford languishing towards the bottom end of the league. It's hugely important that the players aren't complacent, and we're back in tonight training. We're training Tuesday, and it's the one big thing we're drilling into them that after such a good result on Saturday, it's important we don't slip up on this coming Saturday at home against Stafford.
Yeah, after the Lord Mayor's show could spring to mind here if it didn't quite go according to the plan.
Completely agree, yes.